I had to come and speak to you. I admire what you're doing. I'm a brother like you, but I'm full of curiosity. Where are you coming from? This is the first time I've ever seen you here. Where are you going? What are you doing?
How are you doing today? My name's Jim. What are you, sir? What's your name?
Gill, like a fish has gills.
Oh, Gill. Gill. My name's Jim. Here's a gospel card.
All right.
I'm not from here. We're traveling. Well, me and my wife.
Oh, okay.
I'm a traveling preacher evangelist, and we street preach all over America. We're originally from Wisconsin. We have a small homestead in central Missouri. We're never there. We travel full-time and preach. I retired at age 52 to go out and preach the gospel. And so we just travel all over. We're headed to probably down into Florida where it's warmer and people are outside and there's a lot of events going on, so we can do a lot more street preaching. As soon as it gets cold, nobody's outside anymore. So we have a large website at don'tperish.com. And we just teach people, we're reminding people that America is awash of false Christianity. The American churchianity system is not rooted in God's word. It's got bits and pieces of it, but so does Satan have bits and pieces of the truth.
You and I are in lockstep. If we weren't in lockstep, I wouldn't have wasted my time turning around. Back.
Yeah, I saw you wave, but by the time you left, I
said he thought I was a terrorist.
No.
Now, what is all of that up there?
What do you mean, what is all that? It's just...
things I've never seen.
Yeah, it's just my tool storage, and I lifted the roof so we can stand up, and I got storage in the back. This is our house. We travel and we camp in our house. We fund ourselves. We don't take anyone's money. So we camp at Walmarts. We camp at Cracker Barrels. We camp out in the middle of the...
So how do you pay your bills?
Well, I've worked my whole life.
You don't have many bills.
Nope. We're lean and mean, but I worked my whole life, and we sold everything we have to support ourselves and go. I do some... My wife and I come from the business world. Before we were Christians, we were worldly business people, so we have some expertise. And in certain areas where it's allowable by our faith, we do some online consulting to make some money on the road. It's not much, but it pays our gas.
So you say your faith. Now, there's two ways of saying that. Faith meaning what you believe, and the other one misused. The faith that you belong to, you know, a Methodist, a Presbyterian.
Yeah, well, I talk of biblical faith. I mean, God created and installed for man to have biblical faith in him. Man-made religion has created all the denominations and all the names. So the faith I speak of is the same faith of the faith of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, going all the way back to the Old Testament, to the Creator God. And that's who they worship and put their faith in. And now today in the New Testament, God revealed himself to us as Jesus Christ in the flesh. So he is...
I've got to ask you, how did you wind up right here?
How did I wind?
How did you get here?
What do you mean here?
Well, see, there's a little island right over there. Well, that's where people in desperate circumstances stand many times of the day.
Yeah, beggars. Right. We call them beggars.
Well, yes, ma'am. But at any rate, and then here you are. So there's this... commonality going on. How did you wind up right here? Dalton, Georgia. How did that happen?
Well, you know, I believe the Bible teaches we must be spirit-led, and so I don't make any long-term plans.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I study the Word of God. I teach it at my website. I have a huge website. It goes all over the world, and we teach people how to...
Is it on here?
Oh, yeah. How to come to the biblical faith, and then how to be a true New Testament disciple, not a churchgoer.
Yeah.
Big difference. How to be a true New Testament disciple, and then we teach people about all the, we have to because we run into it everywhere we go, we teach them about all the false religion that's out there, whether it's Roman Catholicism, Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist. We don't belong to any organization. We're not Jehovah's Witnesses, we're not Mormons.
I got a parkway, my wife gave me a limited amount of time here. There's more than one reason why I would stop to speak with you. But my background, to give you an idea why I would have an interest, is at the present time, I'm anointed to be leading four different Bible study groups every week. I engage in three different men's groups for the purpose of making a difference and an impact on them.
Uh-huh.
So I'm very knowledgeable about everything that you're saying.
Yeah.
We are in lockstep agreement on everything, and I never say goodbye. Instead, I tell you, I'll see you in the plan.
Can I ask you, are these groups, are you guys affiliated with Sunday Church?
Well, I'm independent.
So, I mean, you don't gather with anybody on a Sunday or anything?
Oh, sure I do, yes.
Tomorrow you'll be gathered somewhere?
I will be gathered tomorrow at a little one in all the world congregation. It's called Church on the Hill, and it adheres to the old-fashioned Wesleyan traditionalism.
Church on the Hill, is it around here somewhere?
Yeah, Yeah, it's in this town.
Oh, it is in this town. Oh, okay.
It's a matter of fact, it's on this street.
Is it a good sized body or?
No.
A little tiny
two
body.
2 1/4, and right now we're only getting about 70.
Well, you say you got to go. I didn't get a chance to preach the gospel to you, but it's on my website, or it's on the card.
Are you going to go to church in town tomorrow? Are you
going to be No.
You don't go to.
We don't. We don't assemble. We're all for gathered saints assembling together. The problem is, we don't know of any true biblical saints in this town together with. Right? We're traveling through. Yeah. And so you asked how I got here. Is I allow the Lord to lead me. And generally when we roll into a town, I always have an appointed meeting with somebody that needs to hear the word or something I need to hear. And God just, I don't hear voices. I don't see lights. I don't see signs. I'm led by the Spirit. I look at a map. I pray. And I say to my wife, who's my navigator, I think we're going in this direction. This seems to be right. Sometimes we get changed. Sometimes we get changed. Sometimes we get delayed. And then the delay is perfect, and I meet someone like you. And so what we strive to do is to call people out of the world. I know, I hope this doesn't offend you. The whole political system, the music, the entertainment, everything. This is not of God. So we call people out of the world, and we also call them out of this Sunday. You know, Christmas was yesterday, Christ Mass.
If you want to know where this world in America is today, when I walk away, pull out your Bible and look up Psalm 64, verses 1 through 10.
Yeah.
It'll give you the story.
Yeah, yep.
It is word perfect. I got to go.
My email's on there if you ever want to communicate.
God bless you, brother. See you in the plan.